finishes off in style. A magnificent strike into the crowd. India lift the World Cup after 28 years.
$16.25 crores for Chris Morris, the most expensive signing in IPL history, and a few more as a lot of money was shelled out in the 2021 IPL auctions. Hello and welcome to this episode of Hotspot, the cricket podcast. And we'll be giving you the lowdown about all things that happened at the IPL auctions. And as always, I am Chetan Narula, sports journalist and a broadcaster. And with me, former Indian cricketer and broadcaster Deep Das Gupta, who's now in Ahmedabad as the action for India-England shifts there for two test matches and a host of limited over series. How are you doing, Deep? How's Ahmedabad?
Ahmedabad, I'm sure it's good. Haven't seen much of it apart from the hotel and the airport. But Ahmedabad's always been beautiful and no different this time around.
Well, something will be different. You'll be going to the biggest stadium in world cricket, which also might host some IPL action this year.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure because this is such a wonderful stadium. I think even though there is not a home team as yet for Ahmedabad, but hopefully there'll be some IPL because obviously the stadium with this kind of capacity, I think will... It'll be a different ball game when there is 110,000 people at the stadium and it's an IPL game. Wow, can't wait to be part of it.
From what I've heard, there's possibility of the knockout stage to be played at the Ahmedabad Stadium, the new Ahmedabad Stadium. And we'll talk about some of the players who might make it there. Deep, first up, what was the biggest surprise? 16.25 crores for Chris Morris? Or somewhere like 15 crores for Kyle Jameson or Glenn Maxwell, again, getting that high price, 14.25 crores, RCB versus CSK. That was pretty intense.
Quite a few surprises, to be honest. But listen, I think one of the most important things, I know it just gets everyone really going in terms of when we talk about the price tag. But we'll have to understand a couple of things. Dynamics of a mini auction, which it was this time around. There was 196 crores in the purse remaining for 61 slots maximum that was available. Yeah. So, I mean, it's really simple because 196 crores, I mean, before, say, 5 years ago or whatever, there were franchisees who wouldn't want to spend much because at that point in time, you know, franchises, most of them weren't making money. I mean, it was a loss-making venture. But last few years with the rules changing and all, now every franchisee makes a decent amount of money. So they're ready to spend that kind of money, which they were a little reluctant before. So that 196 crores and 61 slots, as I mentioned, I mean, straight up, if you look at it, it's 3 crore. Little more than 3 crore per player, per slot that was available, right? So it is taken for granted that in these mini auctions, whoever, I mean, is available will go for, more money as compared to a normal big auction. And also end of the day, it is demand and supply, isn't it,
Chetan?
Yes, the talent is important, but bottom line, it's economics. And, there is demand. And there is limited supply.
It's an interesting point about demand and supply that you raised there, Deep. And the example of Chris Morris is pertinent here because RCB released him at 10 crore. Their last bid for Chris Morris was 9.75 crore. So what were they trying to do there? And second of all, you look at, demand and supply. Yes, Rajasthan Royals need somebody like that. They had Tom Curran, did not play a lot of matches. They need somebody, a bowling all-rounder. Even Mumbai Indians went in with 12 crores. Their purse was 15 crores. And the other aspect of it, Glenn Maxwell, both RCB and Chennai Super Kings going for him. They need somebody like that. Obviously, he's not been very consistent, but he's a big hitting batsman, can bowl a few overs. We'll come to Glenn Maxwell in a bit, but what do you think about this demand and supply regarding Chris Morris?
I mean, listen, I mean, the skill set that he's got, which is bat at number 7, 8, hit a long ball, Can finish games with a bat and also with a ball. He bowls those tough overs, the first six overs, the death overs, and he was very good last season. His main concern with him is his injury issues last couple of years. Whether he'll be fit enough for the whole tournament is the big question mark. But if he is, then just look at the supply. I mean, how many that kind of players are there in world cricket? Forget this auction. I mean, somebody who's going to bowl those tough overs and bat at 7 or 8, there aren't too many of that kind, right? So this the call of releasing him was, I don't know, I don't think that was the right call to make, because I always knew that, I mean, he's definitely going to get 10 CR. There's no two ways about it. Someone like Chris Morris in an open auction, I mean, a mini auction like this, would definitely have gone for it. And I'm not surprised that he's gone for more than that. Again, let's not look into the quantum of money, because, like I said, it yes, talent is important, skill set is important, but it is more economics than just talent. So, I mean, obviously there are more talented cricketers than Chris Morris, better cricketers maybe, if I may say so, who are on less money. But then again, it's demand supply.
Okay, interesting that you said that, keeping in mind the dynamics, 10 crores is a decent purchase for Chris Morris, which again brings the whole RCB strategy into play. They've let go of Chris Morris, could not buy him back. They've spent big money on Glenn Maxwell and Kyle Jamieson. They've got a few other players in there, KS Bharat, Rajat Patidar, Sachin Baby, Mohammad Azharuddin, bits and pieces players here and there. But in terms of their big buys, the big impressive players, Kyle Jamieson, Glenn Maxwell, do you think they've achieved the right balance there?
Okay, let's look at what the holes in that team. They've always been overtly dependent on Virat and AVD. So now you have Particle. Now you also have someone like they've picked up Mohammad Azharuddin. And then they've got Maxwell, who can bat at 5 or 6, let's say 5, can give you a few overs. I mean, he's been pretty impressive with the ball this year, whether it's for Australia or wherever, even in Big Bash. So, I mean, from that perspective, yes, he fits into that category where RCB needed someone. And then obviously you have Kyle Jamieson, who's been very, very impressive in international cricket. And also somebody who can bat at number 7, you know, who can hit a long ball. So their whole, I think one of the things that they were looking at was looking at that middle order. And can they solidify that middle order? And I think they've gone about doing that, the effort. They've put in the effort to do that. They've also got someone like Dan Christian.
Yeah.
Again, somebody who again is that kind of a player, you know, can bowl in the death as well, or can give you those 2-3 overs and bat at number 6-7, finish games with the bat. So I think they've gone about, it's very clear what they wanted to achieve from this auction. And I think they've gone about doing the right thing. I know they've spent a decent amount of money. Again, as far as bowling is concerned, they've got Kyle Jamieson. I know that's a huge amount of money, but that was a hole they wanted to plug, and end of the day, it costed them some money.
Well, the fast bowlers were at a premium. Punjab Kings, they had a big purse in this particular tournament. Some of their buys are pretty interesting. They have Moses Enriques, David Malan, Jai Richardson in there, Riley Meredith. Jai Richardson and Riley Meredith, they've Australian fast bowlers, they've gone for big money. David Malan, I thought, was a very clever buy. Base price, top order batsman, somebody who could fit in there along with KL Rahul, Chris Gayle, Mayank Agarwal, and just help give shape to that top order, especially with Nicholas Puran probably to do some big hitting in the middle. So good balance. How do you see Kings 11 Punjab's purchases?
Again, let's look at where they struggled. They did not struggle with the top order. They struggled with their death bowling.
Yeah.
They've got someone like Jai Richardson and Meredith. So obviously that death bowling was an area of concern. So that's where they've spent money. So that's one thing that is sorted. The other important issue was them in their middle order, correct? Yeah. As in, you know, they're top heavy. I mean, you've got Puran at four or whatever. I mean, that looks like really good. That's the area I think they still need to kind of look into, because I think otherwise they've done well. I mean, they've kind of again tried to plug the holes that were there last season, and and there you go. I mean, you also have, they've also got someone, they've also got Shahrukh, right?
Yeah.
They've also got Shahrukh, who is again a middle order Indian batsman, and that's the area that they wanted somebody. So, and they've got an Indian middle order batsman so that they can they can have overseas fast bowlers, say a Gale. So if I want to look at their four overseas, and you have two fast bowlers and two batsmen, you know what I'm saying? So
yeah, they already have Mohammad Shami.
Yes, they already have Mohammad Shami. So they've become more flexible, and with Shahrukh because again, Shahrukh as a talent or as a skill set is also, I mean, was also very rare in this auction, which is a middle order Indian batsman. Right, there aren't too many middle order Indian batsmen. Yes, Kedar was there, and Kedar also went for a few. I mean, not as much as Shahrukh though. But yeah, so I think again they've tried to plug that hole. Again, middle order Moses Henry, he went to Kings 11 for 4.2. Again, that's a middle order batsman that they wanted. So I think if you look at that way, I think they've done well again trying to plug holes which were quite evident last season.
Well, this is what a mini auction is all about, you know, and especially because this is the last, probably the last year of the cycle, and next year we are supposed to have a mega auction. So teams will only retain their usual 3-4 players, maybe 5 players, and rest all of them will go back to the auction. So this year, most of the sides are stable. They have their set plans. It's just about plugging those holes, plugging those gaps to fill that lineup. I think one of the teams that needed to do that was perhaps Chennai Super Kings, and they've got some good buyers over there. Krishnappa Gautam, 9 crores. They let go of Kedar Jadhav. They've got Moeen Ali again, 7 crores. Two off-spinner all-rounders slotting in the middle order. That was their weakness. Perhaps they've plugged that gap. Cheteshwar Pujara, interesting buy. And then they've got Harishankar Reddy, Bhagat Verma, and C. Hari Nishant. Again, bits and pieces players to accentuate their bench. But those three buys, Moeen Ali, Krishnappa Gautam, Cheteshwar Pujara. Don't expect Pujara to play too much. But again, an Indian-capped player, that becomes vital to plug those gaps.
Yeah, and also the experience and leadership qualities that Pujara brings to the table. So yeah, I mean, listen, let's not forget Pujara got a 61 ball 100 couple of years ago.
Yeah.
So it's not that he can't. We haven't seen that side of him that often. And also, like you said, maybe he might not start, but and CSK is a very, very stable side. And okay, they didn't. So they got a couple of them. I think Moeen Ali is a great buy. Yeah. And you need the off spinners will go for money. The moment Maxwell went for so much, because Maxwell, Kings 11 bid for him, KKR bid for him, RR bid for him. And then obviously CSK and RCB had that major fight till the end. So you knew that that's what all these guys are looking for, an off spinning batsman. I think what Moeen does is, it obviously he gives you those four overs, but as a batsman also, he gives you a lot of flexibility. He can bat any position from 1 to 6. He can finish games, he can open for you. So that gives you a lot of flexibility. And if you look at CSK, I mean, quickly, it's a set team. Now that Suresh Raina is back, and Robin Uthappa being traded from RR. So you've got, you know, it's pretty set. It's I mean, for me, I think, again, they've plugged their holes as well.
Somebody who was not looking at spinners per se was Mumbai Indians. They wanted a good battery of pacers to accentuate somebody like Trent Bolt. James Pattinson, not there anymore. Depends upon how you want to look at it. They got Adam Milner, they got Nathan Coulter-Nile, and they got Jimmy Neesham. So they have this pace-first strategy. They also got Piyush Chawla and also a certain Arjun Tendulkar. What did you make of their auction? They went for Chris Morris. Remember, they did go for Chris Morris. They pulled out at 12 crores.
Yeah, I think just fair. I think MI being as smart as they've always been, to be honest. I mean, they let go of Nathan Coulter-Nile, who they bought for, I think, 7 or 8 CR.
Yeah.
And then for that amount, they've bought two. I mean, they've got Coulton Hyde and they got Adam Milne for the same amount.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, that was, again, very, very smart of Mumbai Indians, without a shadow of doubt. And also getting someone like PC is, for as in Piyush, would important because I think Zach mentioned something very, very important. And it's a very smart move because he said he's someone who can bowl with a new ball.
Yeah.
So if the pitches are on the sluggish side, then you don't have to play out and out two fast bowlers. Or, sure, you know, you can play two, but you don't need a third fast bowler, which they were. So they were actually going with Trent Bolt, Bumrah and Pattinson / Nathan Coulton Hyde in Abu Dhabi. Maybe if the pitches are not as quick as they were in UAE, then they don't need three. It could be Bumrah and maybe Trent Bolt or Nathan Coulton Hyde. And you might have someone like a PC who can bowl with a new ball. So he can bowl in the first six. And if Hardik starts bowling and he can contribute with a couple of overs, you know, so that's where I think they've been very, very smart in figuring out, they're playing 11 and the options that they might need, depending on the surfaces and the venue.
And looking at Rajasthan Royals, another of those teams just filling up the gaps. These are teams that wanted to do something. The others, somebody like a Delhi Capitals, KKR, Sunrisers, they didn't have much to do. Picked up just a few players who we think are probably good for their benches. But somebody like Rajasthan, Shivam Dubey, Chris Morris, again, though that middle order, they have their top order all set and everything with Ben Stokes moving up. David Miller in there as well, Joss Butler in there, Sanju Samson in there. So you have Shivam Dubey, Chris Morris, they're coming up and balancing their middle order. They have Chetan Sakaria, who's an upcoming player, Casey Curry up. They again went with their youth first policy as well. And Mustafizur Rahman again backing up their pace bowling department. What did you make of that? They now have Ben Stokes and Chris Morris, two of the most expensive buys in IPL history.
Yeah, I mean, again, the middle order, because they had to split Joss Butler and put him at number five. And he lot on him now that Chris Morris is there. I think, you know, they have more insurance in terms of that middle order, lower middle order. So I think, now they have, if you think about it, Chris Morris, I wouldn't say he's an out-and-out match winner, but he's close to one. So you have Jofra Archer, you have Chris Morris, you have Joss Butler, and you have Ben Stokes. You have four really good overseas players. I mean, you know, and on their day, they actually can win you games, almost all of them. So that's there. You have Sanju Samson. And Sakaria is a good buy in the sense he's a very consistent performer at the domestic level for the last few years, a left-arm seamer. They've also gone for Mustafizur, again, a left-arm seamer. They already have Unadkad. So I think, they've kind of tried to address the issues that they faced last season. And I think, they look pretty good as well.
And about the rest of the three teams, it was about more accentuating their bench already. You look at somebody like Kolkata Knight Riders, really clever buys, Shakibul Hassan, Sheldon Jackson, Karun Nair, Harbhajan Singh, Pawan Negi, most of them, Ben Cutting, most of them at their base prices, a couple of them going for higher prices, somebody like a Shakibul Hassan, 3 crores. That's a very good value.
That is very good value. You're talking about Shakib and chances are, you know, IPL will happen in India and his value also increases. And the fact that he can slot in the top five as a batsman, so he can play in the top five, right? So you have now Morgan, you have DK, and you also have Shakib. And let's not forget that they've had issues in the past for quite a few years now with Sunil Narayan and you know, his action and stuff like that. So straight away, you have somebody who will give you four overs and can bat.
Yeah.
Right. So that's, straight away slots in, and you can also play Shakib as a pure batsman who will give you four overs. So, that's a great buy. Again, looking at Ben Cutting, he's also kind of a backup for someone like an Andre Russell, because he's also struggled with injuries last couple of years. So Ben Cutting, again, he's obviously more of a batsman now, at least Big Bash, because of his injuries and all that. He didn't bowl much, but again, he's kind of, I won't say like for like, but, you know, a, not a bad backup for someone like Andre at all. So I think very smart on those in terms of buying for KKR too.
I'm not sure. Karun Nair might get a game there. You have Nitish Rana, Shubman Gill, DK all slotting in. But again, he might be a backup batsman. But backup batsman there.
Chetan, just think about this. Middle order, if they needed a batsman, last year they had Rinku Singh or Tripathi coming and batting.
Yeah.
There, right? Tripathi batted at six. You had Rinku Singh batting at six. Now, if you look at someone like him, I mean, it's definitely a step up.
Yeah,
Karun Nair, in terms of, you know, somebody, an Indian middle order batsman, experience. Yes, he hasn't had last few seasons hasn't been great for him in domestic cricket also. So, but then at least, you know, there is some experience. And for me personally speaking, I think it's a step up as far as, you know, middle order Indian batting is concerned.
And he was struggling with other batsmen, perhaps taking a lot of the limelight at Rajasthan Royals. He had much more senior batsmen, a lot of youngsters there. At Delhi Capitals, he had Shreyas Iyer, he had Prithvi Shaw, Rishabh Pant. When he goes to Kings XI Punjab, he has Mayank Agarwal and KL Rahul. Here, perhaps only Shubman Gill to contend with in that category. Nitish Rana also rising, but he will be one of the top three or four Indian talent batsmen. DK, obviously, we know that he wants to finish. Look, just looking at the last two teams, Delhi Capitals, some of their buys didn't make much sense to me. Somebody like a Steve Smith, they're already having trouble figuring out how to put Ajinkya Rahane in there. I don't know how they intend to put Steve Smith. Umesh Yadav, I can see as a backup for somebody like an Ishan Sharma. Tom Curran, again, a good buy. Sam Billings, maybe a backup for their middle order, Marcus Stoinis or Shimron Hetmeyer. A few options. But again, some of those buys just did not make didn't make too much sense to me. Somebody like a Steve Smith. And I was surprised CSK did not go for him.
I beg to differ and tell you why.
Yeah.
Because there is a tour of Pakistan to South Africa.
Yeah.
Okay. If that is fixed, then they're going to lose their top two bowlers, Rabada and Nokia. Right? That's where, you know, I mean, it's not fixed as yet. So that's where Tom Curran comes in. I think Umesh Yadav for once.
Yeah, I understand that. Yeah, I got that. I could not make sense of the... I know they got Tom Curran and Umesh to back up their bowling. Sam Billings to back up their middle order. Steve Smith, I cannot make sense of Steve Smith going to Delhi Capitals.
True, but even if you're looking at their opening slot, I understand what you're saying. I mean, you have Shikhar, you have... obviously, you have Ajinkya Rahane, you have Prithvi Shaw. But Prithvi hasn't really done much, right? They hope they do. And then you have Shikhar. He was very good last season. And as a backup, you wouldn't mind someone like Steve Smith. And also what he brings to the table as a senior pro, as somebody who can actually help that batting lot as well. You know, if you look at it from a mentoring perspective also, I mean, you have a lot of those youngsters there. So a Rishabh Pant, a Shreyas Iyer, you know, a Prithvi Shaw. And you put someone like Steve Smith, I think just brings more value in that side. I mean, not just him as a batsman, but also as a leader, as somebody, as a role model, I think. It's not that bad a buy, personally speaking. But yeah, I mean, he might not be, like you said, he might not be a first choice because they also let go of Jason Roy, right? So they let go of Jason Roy. So just maybe. And Steve Smith, I agree on that point that he might not be straight away fitting into their first playing 11 or playing 11 for the first game. But I still see value in having Steve Smith in that dressing room with the number of young Indian batsmen that are there. Obviously, Ajinkya is there. I mean, who is, again, a very good leader.
Yeah. Interesting there. Leadership always paramount. Somebody like a Shreyas Iyer could really gain from somebody. He's already, like you mentioned, already have Rahane and Ricky Ponting. But to get Steve Smith, that'll be an added advantage. Just the last franchisee, Jagdisha Suchit, Kedar Jadhav, Mujibur Rahman, just the three buys for Sunrisers. I thought Kedar Jadhav was an interesting buy because Sunrisers have struggled with that middle order, putting there a reliable batsman, all-rounder. They've struggled with their overall overseas balance. And also, they've got now three Afghanistan players in Rashid Khan, Mujib, and of course, Mohammad Nabi. So this is the franchisee Afghanistan will be cheering for. Yeah, Deep, go ahead.
Yeah, absolutely. And listen, they struggle to play Nabi. I think he's such a wonderful all-rounder. But now Mujib, I mean, interesting. But I guess they might just need him depending on venues and surfaces. But I think Suchit is, again, a really good buy. So is Kedar. Because I think, again, their main area of concern was that middle order, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And Suchit, I personally think he's a very good player. Street smart. You know, with both his batting and bowling. And obviously, Kedar, they need that experience in that middle order. I know Kedar hasn't had a great last season, rather poor last season. So obviously, maybe that hunger might help him. And also that experience, because there are a lot of talent in that middle order, Indian middle order, but maybe they lack experience there. And that's what I think Kedar brings to the table.
Right. Final question to you, Deep. How do you see the teams? Are all of them well balanced? Is anybody going to be able to catch up to Mumbai Indians this year?
I still think Mumbai Indians is the team to beat. But now when I look at that side post auction and pre-auction, and my first question that I ask myself is, are all the squads looking better than what they were before auction? I'd say yes. So if the answer is yes, then you know that they've had a good auction. So if the squad is better than what it was, and I think that's the case for all eight franchises, so job done as far as a mini auction is concerned. So I think all eight franchises, they look a better squad. I thought last season was very competitive, except CSK, who fell out a little early, but in the end they were only one win away. CSK is again looking very, very stable.
Yeah.
So I think again it looks like it's going to be a very competitive IPL, and I think all eight franchises had a really good auction.
Right, we can't wait. The IPL will be back, of course, on our TV screens and, of course, probably in our stadiums this April. I'm hearing the second week of April after the end of the India-England series. But until the next episode, this is me, Chetan Narula, and Deep Dasgupta from Ahmedabad signing off.
Dhoni finishes off in style. A magnificent strike into the crowd. India lift the World Cup after 28 years.